afternoon. I think I'm gonna faint it now. Before I proceed, I think there are two wonderful women I would like to thank first. First is Dr. Maria Cantor. I think without her, this session cannot be run so smoothly. Thank you, Mighty. To tell you the truth, I think around 11 at night when I first received her email asking whether I would like to be part of this session, I just quickly respond. I don't know whether I use my brain or not. I said, oh yes, yes, without even thinking. Is there anything I would like to say? Or will I be among Dr. Ismail, Dr. Rod, Dr. Goodman? Because these people, previous speakers, to me, it's like a little boy coming to face the Jedi Masters. So, I think it's so wonderful, my dear. Thank you about that. The second wonderful woman that I would like to thank is our chairperson, Dr. Duchanga Kleinman. I stole the top one from the website of AAPHD. Sorry about that. Every time when I mention about her name in Thailand, I think everyone who have met her, we're going to say, oh, that's wonderful, U.S. Chief Dental Officer. Oh, she's so good looking. She's so smart. I think Dr. Kleinman is something where the brain, leadership, and beauty merge. And that's her. It's an honor to be under the session of your chair. Thank you so much. Before talking a little bit about Alice, because I mean, compared to what Dr. Ismail and others, I'm so far away, 24 hours from here. So how could I tell something about Alice that can be in depth as those previous speakers? So before that, I'm going to touch a little point on health promotion, that I think Alice has done almost every difficult point in health promotion. First, let's look at this slide. I think at the very beginning, Dr. Ismail presented in a text way. I got this painting from a secondary school kid who helped me in the secondary school doing health program. He painted for me because I used to the old painting, which was to them, to the student, they said that it's going to be so ugly. So they painted a new one for me. And this painting, I think, reflects very well what we should do about health promotion. We're talking about downstream and upstream thing. Why people all around here are falling into this stream of diseases. But the first point that I would like to mention is that in public health, which to me, I think it should change the name a bit. It should be called political public diseases. Because We rarely talking about the beauty of this thing. The trees, the lawns, everything, the big house, the clear sky. I just got this book this morning. It's a measuring health. And I just quickly make a tally. There they have 11 chapters, and three of them are on introduction and conclusion. But five of the three, when they say measuring health, it's all upon diseases, disability, discomfort, despair, pain. And the other three chapters, which say about general health, quality of life, blah, blah, blah. Even that, within those good things, there are bad things in there. Which to me, for health promotion, we should know why people are healthy, rather than they have less diseases, which I think to me is not the same, and that should be more focused. The second point that I would like to point out is that as we do public health and we try to do everything in variable base, we have to control all other and let only one variable just moving. But in real life, as I attend so many health literacy workshops, it seems to me that only variable-based research is not adequate. We need to do something more in a holistic view of it, capture every interaction, which to me, only the quantitative research cannot capture that. In 1998, WHO have a resolution called WHA, the World Health Assembly 51.12 on health promotion, which lots of text, so I'm gonna focus for you. There are three things that what Dr. Ismail mentioned earlier about those five strategies: healthy policy, good environment, reorienting health service, empower community, blah blah blah. We should do them together, not just selected. Which to me in the past, sometimes we just get to only one and then stop. We don't do it in a more comprehensive way. The second one, which I think is also important, that in different settings, health promotion gotta be different. And sometimes we have a health promotion as a catalog. You just pick, okay, have A, B, C, and that's all. We do not think about the context of the setting, which very different. And the third one is about people. Sometimes we forgot, we think we're gonna empower them as a car. We put the gas into a car. But people should be the center of development. I think this point, making a shift from the first charter of health promotion in 87, I think, in Canada, up to Bangkok charter in the last 2 years, that we have to shift from health for all to all for health, because everyone has some responsibilities for that. And all of this point, I think Richard Watt, just this year, he just put this kind of principles, eight big principles, in an article, which to me is okay. But when I bring this article to my students, then they say that, Professor, You think we should be something like this, 4 faces and 100 hands? We can do something like that that you show us earlier. You think we are human? We can do everything at the same time. But I always tell them that, yes, there's one person can do it. And lots of story of Alice will come out. You see, when I prepare my PowerPoint, usually I have just like 2 templates, one for dark and one for light. But it kept me a few sleepless night to try to find a template that really reflects what Alice is. And I think Alice is always there, just before everyone, as the previous speakers. I think I ran just up the hill before I could take these photos, and then I lay back again. But it is Alice. But why she can do it with only 2 hands? I think because she is Alice. And E, to me, the word empowerment, I hate it. Really. Not because I think people cannot be empowered. We are not a car that someone can put the gas in us. But the way Alice empower us is a more evidence-based empowering process. She just say, oh, this thing came out. Have you read it? No. Have you heard about it? No. This is kind of something feeling guilty that we need to learn something before coming to see her. And that's the real empowering process to me, because we always try to up-to-date ourselves and do what the evidence leads us to. The second is C. Maybe because Alice is not a dentist. Lucky for her. Because we train to do something by ourselves. It's kind of weird profession that we have to do everything by ourselves, and we think we're the best, we're the center of the universe. But Alice never do that. She think teamwork comes first, and she always build a teamwork, and she do it with, I think, with her own soul. And that's why it's not like pretending to do it. But we have teamworks all over where she moved to. The third letter in her name, an I. I think maybe because she is not dentist again, sorry. But she recognized other discipline, other science, that they are equal and also important to have work together. Because I think all alone, only for dentistry, the science of dentistry, which to me, after I attend that consensus conference on dental caries through our life, it's kind of like a voodoo sign. Because it seems that we know the stuff over dentistry so little. It's not evidence-based at all. It's just only we do what our master tell us to do and say that it's okay. That's all. We never use that one. But Alice used all people. I think if we look around yourself, we see not only dental community, we saw almost every disciplines that come to help move this oral health promotion. And almost the first one, she is a real health promotion advocate every minute. When she sees people does not buckle up, he said, why don't you do that? When she went down with me to some part of Thailand to meet with a few physicians and he smoked. I mean, to me, I even dare not to mention about it, but she did. So not only in terms of moving the health promotion program, but every second, every minute, she is an advocate for health. But, I mean, all of this thing, AICE, I think that's, maybe we can find it in some other people. But an L, which to me, if we say Alice, L is like to the left side, which to me is the side of our heart, which should be your heart. I think it should be one more L, because she really listened. I think the art of listening is so important. When we say, I attend last 2 days, I think the session about what, Healthy People 2020, and they say they're going to organize a public hearing. It means they're going to hear, but they're not listen. They're going to decide something else, right? And but that's not Alice, because she listened. She learned, and she has love for us all. And I think these characteristics, it's just above and beyond what Richard Wood just mentioned into this nicely 8 characteristics of health promotion, because he didn't mention that we should have something with your heart that we're gonna do health promotion. I show you a few photographs. In 1983, probably the first encounter with Dr. Horowitz. I know, like in this meeting, I was the least known participant in that WHO workshop. I came from a very small community hospital. I had broken English because I learned English from watching American movies, so it kind of mixing up even now. But she came to me. I'm not sure now even know what language that I spoke to her, because at that time I'm not so sure I spoke English well enough to, but see, she listened. I think Hirsch took this photograph, and 25 years from that she's revisiting, try to learn, and even when to the site that I work in, the community hospital, with a few professors at the workshop. She, and after she returned to the US, she sent me a big photograph, the biggest that I have seen in my entire life. It's like this big, that I, it's just giving some health education for the school kids in the primary school children. And that's mean that she tried to learn every minute. She tried to learn every person she encountered. Because probably what Dr. Ismail said earlier, maybe it's not true, because if she's thinking about only brain, because I'm this kind of this brainless guy, how is she gonna care for me? But because of her care, she cared for everyone around her. And again, she revisited Thailand so many times. In that one, I think the main purpose of that workshop is going to focus on health promotion conducive to oral health, which is nicely. And she never stopped learning a new culture. She appreciates every minute of something that is not her own culture. And again, we have a chance to meet. I think, in a way, when we say culture sensitivities, I think Alice does not do something only like this. Because McDonald's, even they have what, green curry burger in Thailand. But that's all they would like to sell. They have no heart. But Alice is not like that. And for herself, I have seen so many professors that teach health promotion but still smoke. So eating some, like if some of you were yesterday at the Moroccan restaurant, and probably we go there at least twice a week, we're going to be something like this. But Alice, she is not like that. Her life is also very health promoted. I remember one time when I came here, and I think both of them, Hirsch and Alice, just came back from a screening process of something about the risk for cardiovascular diseases. And Hirsch, as you know, he had like almost top of the risk, whether it go beyond. But Alice has zero risk for cardiovascular diseases. How can a person do something like that? I cannot. But you can, Alice. So if you look closely, see, that's 25 years ago, now to this year, she almost looked the same or even younger. It's kind of surprise. Maybe because she's so health-oriented herself. And she always looked like this. When I asked my friends when they visited a conference in Korea and had a chance to see Alice again, and I asked her, how is she? Because I mean, it's okay. She can still jump up and down. So I think in a way we think Alice is something like this. And it's like, I think Intel should hire her. Because she's doing what Intel do every day. Because it's so dynamic. She keeps changing. And it's so, so wonderful to have you. And not only Thailand. I think in Korea, in Japan, the inspiration that you have given us, I think it's all over where you walk through. And because you have these characteristics. And I just would like to end my speaking. Usually I gotta end with a poem or someone so important, but today I gotta end with my own. Sorry about that. On my dissertation book, big book, in the acknowledgement page, there are like 1,000 names because there's so many people involved. But the page right after the abstract, there are only 2 sentences. One is to my parents, because their first priority is education, even we not come from a rich family. But the second after is to my teacher, role model, and dearest friend, Dr. Alice M. Horowitz, whose mentorship, love, and support make me stand here today. And I knew her up there agreed with me. Thank you so much.
What a wonderful array of presentations, heartfelt and love-felt comments. And we have a special presentation from the American Dental Association. So Gary Putschoon, who's with CAPER and spoke yesterday, please come up.
Thank you all, first of all, for being here. It's really overwhelming, I must say. And I thank all of the speakers. You did a fantastic job, each one of you. And Rima, Harry, and of course Pia, and Dushanka, thank you for all of your behind the scenes work. I didn't get to my take. But I have to tell you one wonderful thing, is that Maite, it was Maite's idea to do this. And she came and asked me what I thought about having this. I said, well, I don't know. And she says, well, you know, it's better to do it now than after you're dead. And so I said, okay, let's do it. Anyhow, I want to thank everybody for being here. Jane, thank you for being here. It's really, really an honor to work with all of you and to see all of you here. And, you know, I love working in dental public health, as you might have guessed, and enjoy working with all of you and hope to continue doing that. Thank you very much.
I sense a crescendo. I think that we do have a few more minutes, so if people would like to make comments, add to what's been said. It's just been a lovely hour and a half. I know we could have gone on for hours more, Alice, and you've given us many gifts. And being greedy, we want many more years of gifts from you.
That means many more people have to work with me.
That's right. So we will develop buttons that say yes to Alice. And we will be wearing them at the next meeting. But let me now just thank you all for being a wonderful audience, thank our speakers for their tremendous work and recognition of Alice, but also their continued research. And Alice, thank you so much. Thank you, everyone.